Last summer I was interning at a law firm. It is fairly small but prominent. One of the partners is a handsome Latino man. He is 40 with broad shoulders and a great smile. I noticed him instantly, as did most women with a pulse. A few weeks into the internship, he started paying more and more attention to me. I noticed him checking me out when I walked by. I am pretty curvaceous, so even when I dress conservative there is still plenty to see. I love the attention even though he is married. A few times I caught him looking and gave him a smile back. One day at the end of work, he asked me into his office. He gave me this speech about how he takes mentorship very seriously. A partner's number one job is to develop the future partners of the firm. He asked me if I would like to get a drink and we could discuss my future plans. Now I am not stupid. This wasn't my first rodeo. I knew exactly what he was after and I was all for it. I said yes. He said great. He asked me not to mention anything to the other interns so they wouldn't get jealous. He also asked me to leave now and get us a table at the bar a few blocks away. I'm pretty sure he didn't want to be seen leaving the office with me. When he got there, he started asking me about my plans and school. What classes was I in? Was I in a sorority? Did I have a boyfriend? To the last question I said no, I don't have a boyfriend. College boys don't interest me much. So immature. That was a half-truth. I had been fucking around with one of the other interns, but it was a casual summer thing. I also love college boys. Either way, he took the signal. One of his hands was working his way down my back and the other was on my knee. I asked if there was somewhere less loud we could talk. He said his condo was only a few minutes away and no one would be home for a few hours. His wife had a dinner meeting and wouldn't be home until later. We got to his place and it was amazing. Money might not be able to buy happiness, but it can buy one hell of a view. He poured us some wine. He took me out on the balcony to show me the view. He pushed himself up behind me to point to something. I leaned back into him. He leaned in to kiss me. I broke a wine glass, but he didn't even notice. We went back inside and he pulled me on top of him while he sat on the couch. As we kissed, he undressed me. When I tried to start unbuttoning my shirt, he slapped my hands away and said that was his job. He took off my shirt and skirt. I still had on pantyhose, underwear, a bra and my shoes. He had me stand up. He told me to spin for him. I did. He told me to face away and bend over. I did. He felt up my ass and told me I was a fantastic specimen. He stood up and told me to kneel in front of him. He told me to take off this belt, then his pants, and then he told me to hold the top of his underwear. He asked me if I wanted his cock. I said yes. He said, "Say the whole thing." I said, "I want you cock. I want to suck it. Please let me suck it." He said, "Go ahead." I pulled down his underwear. He was fully hard. I kissed his cock from head to base. I sucked each ball. I licked it up and down. I kissed the tip and slowly let it in my mouth. I bobbed up and down the shaft until I took the whole thing, then I held there as long as I could. He was loving it. I couldn't stay there long because his pubes were tickling my nose. Then I gave him the best blowjob I could, and I take pride in my work. He was loving it. He stopped me eventually and led me to the bedroom. He slowly removed the rest of my clothes but asked I put my heels back on. He led me to a low dresser. He told me to bend over it and place my hands and elbows on it. I did. He got behind me and slowly pushed his cock in. He built up speed. He would pull my hair and slap my ass. I loved doggy style, so this was working for me. He found the right tempo and made me scream, and I came. He led me to the bed. I laid down and he got on top of me. We started fucking in missionary. He was holding my wrists so I couldn't move my arms. I was moaning. He had his face buried in my tits. Suddenly I heard, "Robert." I looked over and his wife was in the doorway. She said something like, "Not again," or "Not another one." I'm not sure, because I was trying to stop existing. He still hadn't let go of my wrists. He said, "I'm sorry, honey. I don't know what happened. She just came onto me and I don't know." She walked a few steps into the room and he turned a little to keep looking at her. He was still inside me, so when he turned, his dick moved deeper into me and I involuntarily grunted. She shouted, "Are you still fucking her? Jesus, Robert. Well, finish up and get her out of here. I have guests coming at 9 o'clock. Her tone this whole time wasn't angry or hysterical or anything. More annoyed and frustrated. This obviously wasn't his first rodeo either. She closed the door. He turned back to me. I could tell he was unsure if he should finish or get off me. I was humiliated and not in a good way, so the mood was ruined for me. I told him to get off. It was a bummer because up until that point it was one of the best sexual experiences of my life. I cleaned up and got as dressed as I could in the bedroom. He sheepishly said he was sorry and went to the shower. I slowly snuck out of the bedroom. I didn't see anyone in the living room where my clothes were, so I went in. I found my clothes neatly folded on the arm of the couch. I started throwing them on as fast as I could. "I'm sorry he put you through this," she said from the doorway to the kitchen with a glass of wine in her hand. I didn't see her and I almost jumped out of my skin. This bitch was stealthy. "He's a weak man and can't control himself. I provide him certain freedoms as long as he keeps things out of my life, but he can't even manage that." I do not know what to say to this. This is way too much exposition way too soon after having a dick inside me. I apologize and she says it's not my fault, but asks that if anything ever happens again make sure if doesn't happen in her house. I say okay and flee the scene. I keep my mouth shut at work for my own good. I don't want a reputation. Things are kind of awkward between Robert and I, but it was functional enough for work. Near the end of summer I found out from another of the interns that she'd been fucking him most of the summer in hotel rooms. I don't tell her anything, but I do notice that she and I both have red hair, as does his wife and at least two other younger women in the office. Four of us five are also pretty curvaceous, so evidently Robert has a type and has dipped his pen in the company ink, or at least tried, quite a few times. Long story short, guys, don't fuck your side piece in your wife's bed if you're married to a stealthy fucking bitch.